Right, Lynn, we're booing. We are booing. We've got
I didn't feel a thing.
We have 5 minutes. It's been a huge day today. Tell us what happened.
What a difference a day makes.
I wrote that midday, somewhere.
Just went out to check the piggies.
Yeah.
And she'd already given birth to two little piglets. Oh, it was so exciting. Well, exciting and nerve-wracking.
Yeah.
I must admit, the first thing I did, apart from squeal, probably louder than the piglets, was ring my brother to try and get him to come out and act as second midwife, which he did. Love him.
Did he panic when you rang him?
Did I panic?
No, did he panic?
Oh, did he panic? No. He's not a panicker.
He's really not, is
when
he?
When sort of patience and groundedness and all that kind of stuff was given out, I think I was bent over and he had my share as well. So he was just so level-headed, and yeah, he left work and came out to provide lots of moral support. But by the time he got here, she'd gone on to have her fifth piglet.
Wow.
And then he was lucky enough to see two. Well, I don't know if you'd agree with this, actually, but he was lucky enough to see two being born. And she ended up having eight in total. And they are all, the good news, if that isn't good enough, they are all healthy, happy, strong. They've all had, well, I was going to say their first feed, but I think they're probably on about their 21st feed by now. And all is well on the maternity ward.
Did you identify the runt? There was a runt there, wasn't there? What happened? Tell us about the
runt. Ian spotted the little runt. He wasn't getting stuck in the same as the rest. And he was a little bit smaller. He's a black piglet, and he's got a lovely little white ring, almost like a collar around his neck. And he was just shyer than the rest, and not seeming to get right up to the teats, really, to feed. So, I mean, the mum was brilliant. She let me handle piglets, I was handling her. You know, all the hours in the piggy pen with them, just sort of kitchen them up and boiling them has paid off. Really,
boiling
really
them? Did you say boiling them?
Spoiling.
Oh, spoiling. I was going to say, that sounds very cruel.
The difference two letters make.
Yeah,
but she was so patient, because you hear horror stories of, you know, when they are farrowing, that they can turn either on their young or on the handler, and all sorts of, there's no shortage of people to tell you horror stories.
No.
But it all just went absolutely fantastic. I focused on the outcome, thanks to our friend Paul Fuggle, who coached me a little bit on that.
Hasn't
coached me on midwifery, but... So it all went very, very well. Yeah, I'm thrilled. I'm thrilled.
And I have to say, I'm looking at some of the people. If you're only an audio booer and you don't know us through Facebook, go to, I don't even know what the URL is on Facebook yet. We haven't got enough likers because we only set it up yesterday. But it's Pepper Pot Pigs on Facebook, and it's pepperpotpigs.com. And it's Pepper Pot Pigs on Twitter too. So we went for a catchy name. But there's one picture there, Lynn. It's the, you know, the picture that I'm just madly in love with the little Disney.
Yeah.
Oh my God. The second one in, is that the runt then? Is that, because it's a little black one. Are there a couple?
I don't have that picture in front of me. Does he have a little sort of white collar, almost like a vicar's collar? We'll have to call him the rector or something.
Oh yeah, or something from that comedy programme. Do you know the one I mean? In Ireland?
Yes, Father Ted.
Yeah.
You'll call him Father Ted, and I'm not even going to attempt to do the accent. Yeah, so he can be Father Ted.
Father Ted. I don't know if that is the one, but I have to say there's a little black one. I can't see his neck very clearly, and I'm just going, oh God, I want a pig. I want a pig.
We've got four black ones and four pink and black spotted. And one of the four pink and black spotted is actually quite reddish. He's got quite a ginger tinge to him.
Oh,
so
can we call him Neil Kinnock?
Variety.
Let's call him Neil Kinnock.
Oh, I couldn't do that. That's awful.
Or Harry after Prince Harry.
I'd probably call him Chris Evans.
Evans. He'd love a pig named after him.
He would, wouldn't he? And we're also naming one after Jonathan Powell from Positive Weather Solutions, because he's been a tremendous support for one thing and another. And he, in a roundabout way, asked if he could have a pig named after him. So I'm thrilled to be able to do that as well. It's quite an honour.
We've got 9 seconds and we're going to get cut off. Can we come back and talk about what you need to care for a pig next time?
Yes, of course.
Okay.
Of course.
We're going